For 9 years, abortion rights opponents have parked an RV outside a women's health clinic in East Charlotte, urging women to get free ultrasounds and forego having abortions. Last summer, they got some company. Abortion rights activists began joining them outside the clinic, causing tensions to heighten. Last month, abortion rights advocates asked the city to ban parking in front of the clinic, leading to a heated city council meeting.
This would hinder our ability to counsel and help these women at the place where they need it most.
Everyone has the right to freedom of speech, but First Amendment rights have nothing to do with RV units or cars or traffic. There is a safety concern.
Today, we're going to look at this from both sides with reports from WFAE's Nick Delacanal and Sarah D'Elia. First, we hear from Nick.
Just a little past 8 in the morning on a Tuesday. I'm here with, why don't you introduce yourself?
My name is Patrick Courtney, and I work with a Health Crisis Pregnancy Center in Monroe, North Carolina.
Today I'm along for Courtney's morning commute that is driving this noisy 1995 Holiday Rambler RV an hour in morning traffic from Monroe to Charlotte. In the back of the RV, a converted room houses an ultrasound unit. Courtney says driving this 17,000-pound RV is a lot like driving a fire truck. He'd know as an ex-volunteer firefighter.
Right now we're heading west on 74, close to the Walmart in Monroe.
By 9 a.m. on most days of the week, this RV is parked outside a preferred women's health center in East Charlotte. Though not for long, if abortion rights activists have their way. They've asked the city to ban parking in front of the clinic to the objections of Patrick and other abortion rights opponents. So why is it so important for your ministry to park this RV right outside in front of the clinic?
Well, I guess the best way I can describe it as a firefighter, where do you park a fire truck? It's not down the road trying to run hoses. It's right next to the building to save people. And we're out to bring people out of the building.
So we're on our way to the clinic right now. What should I be expecting to see once we get out there?
Well, we're going to see some people down there that are not in agreement with what we're doing, but then you also see people that are. And then I'll start showing you the clinic and the different businesses that line that street.
Okay, so we have arrived.
Yes, sir.
Already at a little past 9, there are women waiting in the parking lot for the clinic to open. And as Courtney unloads a stack of posters depicting bloodied fetuses from the RV, about 6 other people begin pleading with the clinic's visitors from the sidewalk.
Please come just get our literature.
Yeah, come over, let us pray with you.
Sir, come talk to me just a minute.
That little child is not just a clump of cells. That's your son or daughter, ma'am.
For several years, abortion rights opponents were on the sidewalk by themselves. But then, last July, abortion rights activists began to show up, too. Now, when abortion rights opponents try to flag down cars as they drive up to the clinic...
Hey, guys, can I give you this information, please?
Drivers will also hear this.
Keep driving. Keep driving. Clinic's right over there.
The abortion rights activists appear to be somewhat successful. Not many cars stopped during the time I visited the clinic. And in recent months, the group Pro-Choice Charlotte has begun employing other counter-tactics, like holding up soundproofing material or getting city inspectors to examine the group's signs for code violations. The abortion rights opponents sense that their mission is now coming under fire, not just by abortion rights activists, but also by the city. And after nearly a decade, they don't know why their actions are just now causing a stir. That's one view, but for the view inside the clinic, we go now to my colleague, Sarah D'Elia.
Every day is a busy day for 27-year-old Calla Hales. She's the head administrator and co-owner of a preferred women's health center.
I'm not here to convince you to have an abortion or convince any patient to have an abortion. I'm here to help you make whatever decision is best for you. And if that means abortion care, we're here to help provide that safely. If that's adoption, I'm here to help you find the contacts you need to find someone that helps for you. If that means just carrying to term, I'm here to help you find a OB that will help you and the best they can.
It's a family business her parents started in 1998, opening the first clinic in Raleigh. Since then, three others have opened, one in Augusta, another in the Atlanta area, and the busiest location in Charlotte. The clinic in Charlotte sees about 15 to 30 patients a day, and they do primarily provide abortion care. And with that comes a group of daily protesters with signs, megaphones, and yes, certain vehicles with ultrasound machines, attempting to dissuade women from entering the clinic. Hale says sometimes it feels like the clinic is under siege, and it's frustrating.
There's no such thing as pro-abortion. That is not a term. That is not a thing. No one wakes up one morning and is like, well, this is a great day to have an abortion. No.
What's hurting people on the inside of the clinic, she says, is the parking situation on the outside. Protesters sometimes go into the street. Certain groups park large vehicles in front of the clinic that makes it hard to see as people drive in the curved road, she argues. Hale says through conversations with CMPD and CDOT, she thought the traffic problems would soon be resolved. But then there was the clash at city council last month. Now she doesn't know what to expect.
I'm not sure how this became an argument. I didn't even know that it could be an argument. It's kind of blowing my mind that this is now something that may not happen. It's damn near unfair.
Besides the issue of people walking in the street, Hale says she sometimes gets harassed by anti-abortion protesters on her way into the office.
I've had people degrade me and comment on my sexuality before, on my weight. I've been called an ugly white bitch before. I've had protesters comment on my sexual assault history before. I mean, it really runs the gamut of, like, what kind of mood they're in that day.
And then there are those free ultrasounds advertised on the vehicles in front of the clinic. There are multiple vehicles operated by different groups. Hale says patients come in sometimes after a missed appointment, and she says it's clear they got inaccurate information from at least one group.
And now they're too far to have abortion care in the state of North Carolina and have to go elsewhere.
CDOT is working with CMPD to evaluate operations along the street. The process is described as ongoing, and there's no clear timetable as to when a decision will be made on any type of parking ban. For WFAE News, I'm Sarah D'Elia in Charlotte.